In this day and age when people put a lot of effort into making their videos or news stories viral, there's one surefire way to garner some extra attention. Put a cat in it. Instagram is full of pictures of cats, and your Facebook newsfeed likely sees a cat video from time to time. Grumpy Cat is a household name and face, but what implication does this obsession have with the quality of news we receive? Is it a sign that we as a society are dumbing down? I decided to take these questions to U of I journalism professor Matt Ehrlich. He's been researching the topic.
Cat videos and cat news and animal news generally are getting a lot of attention these days. Obviously, they're the kind of news items that often go viral, that get circulated by social media. The fact also is that these kinds of things are often put down as being everything that journalism should not be, about the fact that journalism seems to be all about clickbait now, about posting items that people will click on so that news organizations can make money from them. When I found out by just doing some preliminary digging that the New York Times, which is kind of the journalistic pinnacle in this country, has been covering cat news for 140 plus years, that's interesting. It raises the question why we are so interested in animal news and in news about cats in particular, and what that means both for journalism's past and also for its present and future.
Some people might be surprised to know that the New York Times has been covering cats, as you mentioned, for over 140 years. Were you surprised?
Not especially, because I've done historical studies of news before, and especially what's sometimes called soft news, and that would be the more human interest types of stories, as opposed to hard news, which would be the more traditional public affairs, events-oriented journalism. And so I knew that there was already a tradition, even in the New York Times, of human interest reporting. And one subgenre of human interest reporting is animal interest reporting, because humans are very interested in animals or in other animals. And so it didn't particularly surprise me that the New York Times had been covering this sort of stuff. But I was struck by the fact that they were covering a lot of the same kinds of stories consistently.
And so, as you mentioned, coverage of cats has not always been the same. 140 years ago, they might have been considered more of a pest than the cuddly little things we like to watch on those viral videos you were talking about. So walk us through, you know, a few instances or a few examples maybe of how coverage of cats has changed over the years.
Yeah, the ways that it has changed and the way it has not changed, I think, are what stood out for me. And ways that it has changed are partly what you were just referring to, at least in the context of the New York Times, because back in the 19th century, it seemed apparent from reading a number of these stories that cats were once upon a time regarded as nuisance animals. And so there are stories that talk about aiming projectile objects at these cats to get rid of them. And one article that I found really more of an editorial, a tongue-in-cheek editorial, suggested it alluded to a case in which a stray cat had accidentally got its head caught in a tin can. You know, the cat was scavenging for food and got its head caught and mewled piteously, but the tin can, my apologies to you and your listeners because this is kind of a gruesome image, but the tin can actually made the cat's mewling very melodious, apparently. And so the New York Times said, well, we should do this to every cat in the city. We should stick all their heads in tin cans, and that will create a lovely melodious song for however long the cats live. And then once they all die off, the entire feline race will be exterminated. So you see a number of those kinds of stories in the late 19th century and the early 20th century. And of course, you couldn't possibly get away with something like that today. At least you would hope that you couldn't, because cats and their treatment gradually over time becomes much more of a serious news subject, especially after about 1970s or so. where in New York City there was a big controversy, for example, about the Natural History Museum in New York and cat experiments that they were doing. There have always been stories about the intense relationship between cats and women. So the news coverage has been gendered in that sense, and that's remained pretty much consistent over time. There's also been consistently coverage of the relationship between cats and birds, especially cats stalking birds. And this has been a source of intense controversy from the beginning because there are cat people and there are bird people. There are people who talk about cats being urban predators and cats having a terrible impact on the rest of the urban wilderness. And so those controversies date back to the 1870s, and they remain very heated today.
Who would be interested in this sort of research besides myself? I'm a curious public radio reporter and proud owner of two cats, so I'm interested.
Well, I guess we'll find out. One of the things, first of all, if you're going to do this kind of research, you have to have a sense of humor about it, because just as there is serious news coverage, there are serious news subjects, the weighty public events of the day. That journalists should be really concerned about in informing the public and so on and so forth. There are other kinds of news, again, soft news, human interest stories, which never have had quite the same level of respectability, even though there is a great deal of distinguished reporting that's been done in human interest journalism.
Any big, meaningful conclusions you've drawn from your research? Does watching cat videos make us stupid?
I guess it depends on the quality of cat videos. What the broader lesson is really nothing more for me than we just need to be thinking about this. And also, at a time when the future of journalism is open to question, and a lot of people are debating what direction the news media should take to remain relevant, to keep interest with the public, to remain a source for civic good, the fact that people do respond so intensely to animal news might offer some lessons about ways that we can engage them in ways that are proactive for everyone.